Brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to reflect on two aspects, opposite aspects of our gospel this morning. Jesus is presenting himself as the Christ, as the Son of God to the Jews, and the Jews are rejecting him to the point where they're desiring his arrest and his murder, which will eventually happen later. Jesus here, though, seems unperplexed, seems that almost as if he expected this. And Jesus is at peace with this. You read here, "I have shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" He's almost making a joke out of it. He doesn't seem so disturbed by the fact that the Jews are not receiving his message, his plan of salvation, the plan that he desires to give them for their own well-being, for their own life filled with love. So two things I want to reflect kind of with that, Jesus' peace, even in the face of rejection. For one, it's the peace that we should have when we preach the gospel. I think sometimes when we find the courage and the fortitude is given to us to preach the gospel, for indeed that's the mission of all Christians, all Catholics, especially all initiated Catholics who have received the sacrament of confirmation. It's the mission of all of us to preach the gospel. So we too should not be surprised, shocked, or thrown off our horse, if you will, if when we communicate the plan of life, the gospel, we're met with resistance. For that resistance, sometimes it's someone just outright rejecting the message. Sometimes that resistance is, though, because someone still needs to hear the message more. And they hear something true in what you're saying and what you're communicating, and that resistance in the heart is because something is not yet free, something is not yet healed in their heart. So don't be shocked, don't be dismayed when you preach the message of salvation and you're met with resistance. So that's one aspect I want to talk about today. The other aspect is this, more fundamentally, especially to those of you who we have a lot more, typically a little bit more, people here than we would have for daily Mass is because of our Lenten confessions every Friday. And so especially to those going to confession today, I just want to reflect on that this is the reaction that our Lord has when we ourselves sin, right? Sometimes we get in our own heads and we sorrow for sin is good, but sometimes we get into our own heads thinking that our Lord is deeply disturbed and deeply distraught because of the ways in which we've deviated from his plan. I had this thought this morning that almost as if Jesus is sitting at the throne of heaven, adoring our Father and in communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and suddenly he's enraptured in that glory with the communion of the saints and the angels, and then he's thrown off his chair because Connor 2 days ago ate too much dessert. It doesn't work like that. Our Lord is continually in peace with the Father. Yes, he has sorrow for our sins, and that sorrow should inspire sorrow in ourselves for the ways we've deviated from the plan of salvation. But that doesn't mean we ourselves lose that peace. The Lord maintains peace, maintains a disposition of sonship, not only because it's good for him and because it's how he lives, but so how we can live ourselves. So when we find ourselves deviating from the plan of salvation, the response is not to brandish ourselves or beat ourselves up, give ourselves the short end of the stick. The message and the plan of life should be to be merciful to ourselves, just like our Lord is merciful to us. Because everything that is said about him is true, and everything that is said about him communicates love and communicates peace. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, now and forever. Amen.